Oxygen is go.
In the 1960s, Florida was a state on the go. Cape Canaveral was the launch site for the first man in space. The Sunshine State even started to sound different.
In Hollywood, Florida, a neighbor's newly installed air conditioner rattled all night, and his neighbor took him to court, and the judge ruled you might as well get used to it.
Air conditioning was turning Florida into a year-round destination. The state's permanent population had doubled to nearly 5 million.
Florida was the place to come to.
Just as PR writers crafted perfect images to lure newcomers to the state, developers refashioned the landscape to accommodate them.
The symbol that best represents modern Florida, I would say, is the built environment.
Natural Florida gave way to houses, highways, motels, gas stations, and shopping centers. Even the state's submerged land was fair game. Dredges destroyed fragile marine habitats to create more waterfront property. Across the state, the use of DDT continued in areas still infested with mosquitoes. There was evidence the deadly pesticide not only killed Florida's insects, but also the birds and wildlife that ate them. Cars promoted urban sprawl. Power stations and manufacturing plants belched toxic emissions. Runoff polluted rivers and strangled Lake Apopka. Biscayne Bay and Tampa Bay were on the verge of death.